Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, March 25th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 26. Early in the morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people made their plans how to have Jesus executed. So they bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. When Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that Jesus was condemned, he was seized with remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest and the elders. "I have sinned," he said, "for I have betrayed innocent blood." "What is that to us?" they replied. "That's your responsibility." So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hanged himself. The chief priest picked up the coins and said, "It is against the law to put this into the treasury, since it is blood money." So they decided to use the money to buy the potter's field as a burial place for foreigners. That is why it has been called the Field of Blood to this day. Then what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled. They took the 30 pieces of silver, the price set on him by the people of Israel, and they used them to buy the potter's field, as the Lord commanded me. Meanwhile, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "You have said so," Jesus replied. When he was accused by the chief priest and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?" But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Now it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time, they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Jesus Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to release to you? Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Messiah?" For he knew it was out of self-interest that they had handed Jesus over to him. When Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message, "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." But the chief priest and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" asked the governor. "Barabbas," they answered. "What shall I do then with Jesus who was called the Messiah?" Pilate asked. They all answered, "Crucify him." "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him!" When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I am innocent of this man's blood," he said. "It is your responsibility." All the people answered, "His blood is on us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas to them, but he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 108, a song, a psalm of David. "My heart, O God, is steadfast. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, harp and lyre, I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. let your glory be over all the earth. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. God has spoken from his sanctuary. In triumph, I will parcel out Shechem and measure off the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is my helmet, Judah is my scepter, Moab is my washbasin. On Edom I toss my sandal. Over Philistia I shout in triumph. Who will bring me to the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, God, you who have rejected us and no longer go out with our armies? Give us aid against the enemy, for human help is worthless. With God we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies. And now let's turn over to the book of Amos, chapter 5. Today we'll be reading verses 18 through the end of the chapter. The title in my Bible says, The Day of the Lord. And as Joel dealt with the day of the Lord, so also Amos will deal with this day. And in that time, the Israelites looked forward to the day of the Lord because they thought that that meant the destruction of all their enemies and that they would be saved. But Amos is taking a stab at the Israelites here, and he's saying to them, listen up. You should be afraid of the day of the Lord as well, because you are not acting as my people. Verse 18. Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. Why do you long for the day of the Lord? That day will be darkness, not light. It will be as though a man fled from a lion, only to meet a bear. As though he entered his house and rested his hand on the wall, only to have a snake bite him. Will not the day of the Lord be darkness, not light, pitch dark, without a ray of brightness? I despise your religious festivals. Your assemblies are a stench to me. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard for them. Away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps. But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. Did you bring me sacrifices and offerings, 40 years in the wilderness, people of Israel? You have lifted up the shrine of your king, the pedestal of your idols, the star of your God, which you made for yourselves. Therefore, I will send you into exile beyond Damascus, says the Lord, whose name is God Almighty. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. We see here in Amos chapter 5 that God is not pleased. Even though the people are bringing their offerings, he wants their heart. He wants them to be a people who are about justice and righteousness. Remember on the first day when we talked about Amos, I said that real relationship with God will then transform our relationships with others. And this is the point that Amos is still harping on today. He's saying God doesn't care about your sacrifices unless you're going to live sacrificially for the people around you. And so I think that a key theme or a key verse here might be Amos 5:24. But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. And so let us pray together that the Lord would help us to see if our lives are lining up with what we say that we believe. Father, thank you for this opportunity to come to your word. Would you wash over us with it? And would you continue to work in us through it? Help us, Lord, not to be a people who just have creeds and confession without lives that line up with what we say that we believe. Lord, would you take our heart of stone and make it a heart of flesh? If we have blinded eyes, Lord, would you open them so that we can see the oppression of others and help us to be a part of restoring our brothers and sisters? If we see injustice, Lord, help us to be a part of bringing justice. And if we don't know what to do, Lord, would you give us just one little step today? Would you help us to see the person in front of us that you put there and help us to love them as we love ourselves? Give us this day our daily bread, Lord, and help us to be a people who work to provide for those around us. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.